from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, Woody, good stuff, man. It's great that we could get you up there, too, for University of Miami. We'll be up there in a few days with the head coach and the quarterback and hear what they have to say. They've really done a good job of making it a longer week, not necessarily great for you, Woody, but so all the teams can get more publicity and get a chance to tell their stories, get everybody excited about it. But you know what? Why are they having this thing the same time as the Big Ten? Did you tell me the Big Ten's the same time?
Yeah, the Big Ten is doing their stuff this week. Well, I mean, it's impossible, Joe. This thing's going all... So I'm coming back Wednesday. This thing's going all the way to Thursday.
We should have taken Thursday. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long deal here, but I am excited on Wednesday to talk to... we'll get Cam Ward on, and, you know...
Cam's the key piece, man.
Cam. Yeah, we talk about the pressure Tua's under, Joe. How about the pressure that Cam Ward is under to get some things done at the University of Miami that we haven't seen done in a very long time?
Well, I don't think Cam's pressure is at the same level as Tua Tagovailoa, but I will tell you, for a college quarterback, now that he's making and getting paid, I think things change now for these guys. These guys transfer and come here, there's going to be a little bit of pressure. By the way, if you've been a quarterback – in the last 30 or 40 years at the University of Miami, I think there's just – we've always treated those guys like they're professional football players. Those guys don't play well or play great. Everybody's talking about them, what they do. But, yeah, Cam Ward is
– I mean, now they are technically professional football players.
Yeah, they are. Cam Ward –
making that kind of money.
Cam Ward plays well, they got a chance. If Cam Ward doesn't play well, this thing is going to – head south quickly. I'm not saying they're not going to win any games without him, but they need Cam Ward to stay healthy. He's that good. And they should
have a favorable schedule, Joe. The Canes have a favorable schedule this year. Again, if you can get through these ACC games and fix some of the things that have haunted you in the past few years, you should be able to, I would think, at the very least, get to the ACC championship game, right?
You would. Yeah, the goals for this team, you're going, I hope. You know, you should be saying, hey, we got to get one of those two top spots. But, hey, you're playing them whether you like it. I know Woody doesn't like the fact that we're opening with the Florida Gators in Gainesville. But, hey, Woody, man, that sets the tone for your season. Of course, I said that with Texas A&M win, too, that was going to get them off and run. It didn't happen. But, yeah, just got a different feel. But it's a lot of this thing, you know what? Both the University of Miami and the Miami Dolphins, a lot of this goes right back on the quarterback. Yes, you are 100% right. It's a lot of it. Because you know what happens here? And Omar Kelly's with Omar.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be games where your defense doesn't play well and they give up points. And you know what people say? Hey, today, they used to say this. Offense, you guys need to be special today. You need to be what the back of your uniforms tell you you are. We need to see, because we might have to win this in a shootout today.
Some days your defense shows up.
Right, and some days you don't have to do as much.
It's a team game. Your quarterback is going – you're right. The level of your quarterback is only going to take you so far. But from what I understand, Cam Ward is one of the top quarterbacks in the college game right now. Could have been entering the draft. He's one of 6 to 8 guys who are projected to be high draft picks. Get it done. Figure out a way to get it done.
Everybody agrees.
You got an offensive line. You should have a running game. You should have good coaching, but I disagree with you. I don't think quarterback has been what's held the Miami Hurricanes back all these years. I think it's coaching and player development.
I thought Van Dyke was terrible last year, whether it was his fault or not.
Still a top-rated quarterback in college game
Joe,
right now.
Quarterback play has obviously held the
University. He may not start. He may not start at Wisconsin.
If I was watching the games or not.
He had some games where he looked.
Yeah, no, he
didn't look close to the guy that when he first took over.
Something mentally happened to Tyler Van Dyke that he just could not shake off. It was kind of, I mean, it was really unfortunate to watch that go down. But something happened along the way where he just mentally was not right anymore. I don't know if it was the injuries or what, but he just wasn't himself.
And the other, they turned the ball over a lot, but to Omar's point, coaching needs to be, yeah, you can't have any mental mistakes at the end of a game of kneeling down, and that stuff can never happen again. And but as far as the offense and defense they run, I like both coaches a lot. I like the coordinators a lot. They went out. It's not just about the recruiting classes they picked up the last couple years. They got a lot of starters. There's going to be a lot of new faces from the transfer portal, a lot of guys, and went out and got one of the best running backs out of Oregon State to join that party. Matter of fact, they got him and a lot of guys from last year's running back stable. They're gone. A lot of those guys have left. So we'll see. But yeah, you'll be with the University of Miami here coming up in just a few days, and we'll talk. By the way, before I forget, Xander Schauffele talking about playing great. I heard him say yesterday, that's the best round under the circumstances I've ever played in my life. He shoots a 65 final round, 6 under, no bogeys, to win the British Open. And just second major, 30 years old, wins his first and now his second majors this year of his career. And that sport, by the way, Omar, there's nobody to blame when you play golf or you play tennis. It's about you. There is no team. There is, it's like, hey, this is about you. Everybody else got to play in the same weather. Everybody got the same golf ball, same, you know. Now, can you do all the things you need to do? Drive the ball, chip and putt, and he was really friggin' good to go over there and win that tournament. It's very impressive to see how a guy plays on a Sunday of a major with a whole bunch of guys fairly close to you to see who can pull that out. Pretty impressive. And on that note, Rory McIlroy went from looking like he was going to win a major in the last tournament, had 4 or 5 holes left, played terrible, had bogeys, 2 or 3 bogeys coming in, ends up losing that, said it was the most devastating loss he's ever had in his career, takes a month off or so, goes over, goes back home to get ready to play, plays in a couple events before the British Open over there, and doesn't make the cut. On courses he grew up on, does not make the cut, played terrible. He's got some demons, and that sport is about demons in the head right there. That thing has got, just to see guys lose it like that, where he was playing, Rory was playing here, not too long ago, like the best or one of the best 2 or 3 golfers in the world, and he is gone. He is lost here with whatever happened to him. By the way, a lot of Miami Dolphin news. Shaq Barrett decided to retire, 31 years old, 59 sacks. Boy, they needed him. He was kind of a key piece to come in here and probably in the rotation with Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, but definitely probably going to have to start if those guys couldn't start the season. And, boy, I'll tell you what, and Omar, we've been talking about Emmanuel Ogba is going to come in for a workout. They want to see. I think they got a pretty good idea what he can and can't do. 5.5 sacks and barely played last year, I got to tell you.
Absolutely.
Did not play a lot.
200 and something snaps.
15 games played. Also had an interception. And so
the interception, forced fumble. He statistically had a good season. Unfortunately, this defensive coordinator, last year's defensive coordinator.
Did not like him at all.
Did not like him at all.
Kind of like, because of your money, we're stuck with you. But, I mean, he made it pretty clear by, and I give it to Emmanuel for hanging in there
there, still playing.
Yeah, when still, I get a chance.
I think he's 5.5 sacks, 22 tackles, 5.5 sacks, one forced fumble, one interception, in like less than 240 defensive snaps.
Yeah. I do want to say this, though. No matter how much you want to hide it or how much you want to look over it, you got two guys you drafted. They're going to need to play. Whether they need to start in September, whether they need to be in the rotation, but Chop Robinson, first-round pick out of Penn State, and Mo Kamara need to play. Fifth-round pick out of Colorado State. Both those guys need to get ready to play.
I don't think they have a choice. What they need to do is they need to stay healthy. They need to learn how to set the edge, and they need to unleash it on third downs for at least the first month. They're probably going to play, if not start. I think today is a good chance the Dolphins could add two edge rushers, Emmanuel Ogba, Yannick, and Ngakoue.
You think they could get two?
They better find two. What I mean, you don't have depth at that position.
No,
at all.
You don't. No.
You didn't have depth when Shaq Barrett was here. And, you know, you got three guys in Jalen Phillips, Cameron Good, and Bradley Chubb who are going to begin the season on the PUP. Understand that in September when the regular season begins, Jalen Phillips will be 9 months into his rehab of his Achilles. Bradley Chubb will be 8 months into his rehab of his Achilles. Cameron Good will be 8 months into his rehab of his patella tendon injury. They need more time. If you expect them back for October, that's being aggressive. And I know Jalen Phillips put out all the videos he wants of him running and doing. Show me you cutting. That's kind of the important thing. I could see you running a straight line all day long. Show me you cutting, and then I'll start to believe that.
Yeah,
Omar,
you've been tough on Jalen, man.
No.
Yeah, you've been tough on him though.
I love Jalen.
He's putting stuff out there. He's got a fan base and wants to know what's going on social media. He's throwing out tapes about his workouts.
Yeah, he's doing great.
And you're going great, but until you
show me you cutting, I want to see some cutting.
Well, we'll see.
Am I wrong for wanting to see you cut?
Well, you're kind of calling him out.
No.
It comes across you're calling him out.
He wants people to believe he's going to be ready for the start of the regular season. I hope he is, but I don't want him rushing himself back and
you don't have to worry. There is no way that team and the trainer and the doctors are going to let him come back too early and blow that thing out or have a setback.
I hope
it
not.
It is a long-ass season.
It is long.
And we probably won't be talking about the first four games of the season as much as we talk about December and January.
Let's hope we don't go on four, though. We got to take care of business there, too, because that's some important games. Jacksonville's going to be right there in the playoff hunt at the end of the season.
Jacksonville's
you definitely
got
want that head-to-head. Buffalo, you're going to take down the AFC East. You
another
definitely
big
need
game.
Buffalo.
Another big Thursday night game. I
don't
agree
even remember
you.
The rest of the schedule. Though.
Seattle. At Seattle.
Oh, at game. Seattle? That's a good game. That's my favorite game of the season. I want that road trip. I love Seattle. And what else is there? What's the first four?
I want to say back up to New England. No?
That one we don't have to worry about it too much. You got to take care of business, though.
Hey, man. Whatever it is, hey, we got to go to break here. We've
Tennessee. Tennessee's the fourth one.
Down here again?
Yes, sir. Rematch. Payback.
Payback.
Spoil the season. The one time they didn't take care of business. All season.
The one game that you went, let's win this and put Buffalo out of their misery. Yeah. That was the game.
One game.
Damn. All right, we got to go to break here. Yeah. Well, we get another chance at that young kid.
Yeah, Will Levis.
We're going to get his ass.
I feel bad for you because you about to get the beat down. That's got to be personal. One game ruined everything.
You
one
know,
game, Joe.
Some people were.
Two games. Come on, you guys.
No.
The Baltimore game, that's when you lost your own defense.
We got our face kicked in Baltimore. That's different.
I agree.
That's different.
I agree. That was...
You weren't ready for that.
Well, no, you weren't ready for it. You should have pulled off Bradley Chubb. You wouldn't be having a problem on defensive line already.
Right. Those things are going to happen. If they're going to happen, they're going to happen.
I'm not sitting here second-guessing a coach leaving in a guy today about getting their ass kicked.
People blame Mike McDaniel. You act like Mike McDaniel does anything on defense or is even in charge over there. Was even in charge over there.
All right.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell Vic Fangio what to do. Yeah, that wasn't happening.
We ain't letting the big stuff go for a while. Manuel Ogba is going to come in, and you know one of the first questions is going to be about Vic Fangio. How glad are you he's gone? It's going to be one of the first things that pops up.
Second question, don't 401k it.
They're going to grumpy old man his ass, right?
Oh, man. They're done with him. He's in the past.
All right, I'll tell you who's not in the past. Boy, I want to tell you out there, we got a lot of unhappy clients, a lot of broken promises, and I want to start by telling you I'm not an attorney for a law firm, but Cohen and Judah are special. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, injury law firm of more than 30 years of experience, ready to take really good care of you. Boy, you know what? The names on the law firm will handle your case personally from start to finish. Small enough to handle fender bender, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. So here's the deal. There's a lot of unhappy clients out there because you see these guys and you kind of like them on TV. You like them. You like what they say on the radio or somebody's told, oh, you got to get this guy. And then all of a sudden you find out you're just a number and not a priority. And you're waiting and waiting and waiting. And hey, man, it's important to you. You want to get a settlement done. You want to find out, hey, what's going on with my case? How are we doing? Oh, we'll have somebody get back to you. And you wait and you wait and wait. Sounds like me. You need a change. And you can get that. You can get a free second opinion on your injury case with Cohen and Judah. Harvey and Gary are ready to take care of you with all their experience right here in Plantation, right here in South Florida, doing it. Big results, excellent client reviews. As they always tell me, Joe, just tell them to go to CohenandJudah.com. CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. I've known these guys for a while. Do your homework and see what people are saying about them. And I tell you what, the personalized service, the communication you're going to have with them, and the results you're going to get, you're going to be a very happy client. All right, sounds good, Woody. How you holding up, Wood? You doing all right? You had a trip from hell getting in. But
excellent, man. Joe, I got it. So speaking of a trip from hell, so we're in the lobby here. We're basically set up like in the hotel lobby, lady was walking with like all of her suitcases and just took a wicked fall right behind us here.
Did you run over and help her, or did you?
No. I mean, she got up, but I mean, just like she was with people. She was with people. Took like a pretty wicked fall.
That's no excuse for you not being a gentleman.
That's not how you want to start your morning, I guess.
No, that's a bad start. Well, hopefully she's okay and got up. And
she was okay. She shook it off. She's a hockey player. She shook it off. But
all right. Hey, Woody, you got them all lit up. See that? You do a giveaway, and they're
all – It's a big concert, man.
They're all lit up here. So I got to tell you guys something. So last week, and wait, my dad's in town. Hadn't been here for a long time, so it's great to have him for a while back here with us. And so anyway, talking with some of my guys before he got here, and said, hey, man, do you know anybody to, you know, set somebody up with, not my dad, but set somebody up that's a friend of mine? He goes, man, what do you think? I don't really want to do the I don't want to do the thing with the
app thing?
No, he didn't want to do the app thing. A lot of guys aren't, I don't know about women, but don't want to do the app thing. So they go to, you know, it's always, do you know somebody? It's divorce or, you know, and I'm like, yeah. So anyway, my wife says, oh, my God, I've got a friend that he seemed like, well, what do you think? I go, seems to be a really good guy. Now, you never know what anybody's like, right? Till
you date him.
Till you date him. So anyway, off of my wife's recommendation,
mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, you know, go ahead. And so next thing I know, they actually got together over the weekend.
Okay.
Now, I hate doing this. I'm known.
You're not the setup guy?
I have told the women down here, and most of them are single down the FM row here, that I don't set people up because I don't want to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just felt good about this person you know, they may not get along, but they'll go, hey, we tried it, but nah, he's just different than I am. Hey, whatever. If it's a little shot back and forth, those happen, right? Oh, he's not, you know, yeah, he was boring. He talked about, you know, his ex too, or whatever it was. So anyway, we get a call the same night as the date on Saturday night.
As the date?
As the date. We okay. get a call.
Uh-oh.
11 o'clock, 11:30. I'm asleep. My wife gets the call.
Mm-hmm.
Wakes me up. Says, you're not going to believe this. It couldn't have gone any worse. So I said,
couldn't have gone any worse?
I said, What do you mean? He said, well, first of all, he just wanted to have drinks and didn't want to have dinner unless and got real aggressive as far as...
He didn't want to have drinks. He just wanted to have dinner.
No, he just wanted to have drinks and okay. no dinner.
Of course. Well,
first night, you know.
Okay, you're just getting to know each other. That's an app thing, by the way, just so you know. You don't have to commit to dinner. Dinner's a long time.
Oh, you don't?
No, dinner's a long time. It's a lot of money. Let's just meet for drinks.
Right.
Sometimes just go for coffee.
So they happen to go to Alexander's in where's that, in Broward County over there? It's over there by...
My area?
Broward. I believe it's Broward, if I'm not mistaken. It's Broward Boulevard over there that it's...
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. No, not in Fort Lauderdale, in Plantation. So a lot of people go. It's a nice place. So they went and had drinks there. And anyway, somehow he ended up going back to her house.
Huh? Okay, cool. All right, drinks and then going back to the house. Okay.
So anyway, he got, apparently, he went for it.
Okay.
Which I was surprised. I didn't think that was, you know, you see somebody and they're kind of professional. God, that wouldn't be a stop. So now, as the story goes, he had a read that she was ready. They had drinks and,
I mean,
you know, were older.
Him. She did invite him back to the house.
So I'm glad you said that because so it didn't go well and she asked him to leave. So he took off and she was just really offended. And I said, listen.
What'd she bring him back to the house for?
Exactly. So what she goes, he completely changed from the drinks till he got the house. I said, well, listen, that's kind of like, if somebody comes up to your hotel room or invites you back to the house, I don't know, so I have to tell my wife, what are you thinking? Well, I just do it, well, what? They're both single, so what'd you think? He probably thought.
Yeah, she invited him to the house.
This guy gets, you know, I didn't know how it was going, but maybe there's a little attraction here for night one.
I mean, it obviously had to be a solid conversation for drinks to elevate. Right. If you're having a good situation at drinks, you say, hey, you want to get a meal? Want to eat? Okay, then we move there. And then it can gradually.
So
how do you get to.
So she complained that they didn't eat.
Okay, all right. She was hungry.
But she was ready to go back and you know, and see, and I don't know if they're going to order something, but whatever, he wanted to order something different. He wanted to order her. So
she did put herself on the menu.
Hey, man, so I just said, that's it for me. I will never
do it again?
I'll never. I said, first of all, I don't want to hear it.
Yep.
Because she's going, did you know he's like this?
No.
I go, no, but if you invite somebody to the house... It's like inviting somebody to a hotel room. What are you coming up? You invite a guy. You invite a girl comes to your hotel room. What, she think you're coming up to have conversation at 11 or 12 at night? You think she's going to sit and watch a late movie until you fall asleep and leave?
Let's sit and cuddle. Was she more mad that he tried or more mad that she didn't get a meal? That's my
question. I don't know.
That's my question.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I don't know. But she's like, oh, I can't believe
you didn't.
Why did
she invite him to the house?
Think more of me when you. I said, hey, listen, man, you don't know. First of all, I don't know anybody. I didn't even call him. I was going to call him the next day.
So who asked for the setup, her or him? Who asked, like, do you know?
So I knew the one guy is officially divorced, and so I've known him a long time.
Okay.
And so her friend lost her husband Okay. Pass. So she's been by herself for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody, she's nice and, you know.
She's moving a little too fast then if you're still mourning.
But hey, man, don't invite somebody to your house.
If you invite me to your house.
Once you come to that house, everything looks
different. I think you have expectations. If I got to perform. You invited me to your house. I got to now perform.
I don't know. You tell me, so the apps, that's how the apps start? But then people just want to go old school and just go to a happy hour.
I need to know where happy hour is.
The ages are.
I need to know where happy hour is. What's a good happy hour situation? The text line. Hit me up with a good happy hour situation. I don't think
I got you, Omar. I got you on the text line right now. You guys want some thoughts on this?
Yes, please do. Share.
786 says she put herself on the menu.
Absolutely she did. I looked at my wife and I was like, she was still something with me anyway, so she gave her a chance to take a little shot. I said, wait a second. To my house, or I go to your house, and you're coming after we've had drinks. I think we have one thing on our mind, doing a little physical bonding.
And the older crowd, you know, the women, older women.
And that's what I was thinking,
they like
too.
A little physical bonding.
Like, hey, man, we're a little older, you know, and hey, what the hell, the kids are all gone. Let's rock and roll a little bit.
They clearly
Texas
had a bond.
Mixed signals suck. I blame Joe.
You know, I'm an easy punching bag. That was my line yesterday. I said, you know what? I'm just
not your fault,
easy punch. Oh, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad, but as soon as my man calls me today, I'm going to tell him, listen, man, I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I'm out, you know. I really don't. If you ended up for some reason, I don't know, she opened the door and let you in, so whatever, you know. After you had drinks.
Not let you in, invited him over.
So anyway, that was...
Did he invite himself? Let me go, hey, let's go to your house.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Come on, man.
But you know what? If I'm ever single, and I hope I'm not, but if I'm ever single, Omar,
it's
I'm never going to use that stinking app. I'm not going to.
You're not going to use Hinge, Bumble, Tinder.
I will not use old people.
There's an old people app, too. I don't know what it is.
I'm not doing an app. I'm going to those clubs. There's clubs with people a little younger.
It's easy fishing.
50 club, 60 club.
Omar,
and they look good.
He can't figure out how to get the Marlins games on TV. He is not. There's no way he's using a dating app.
And don't forget the tennis channel, too.
If I can hand Joe my phone right now, he could swipe and he'll love it. And he'll be addicted.
I'm telling you, man.
But everybody says people don't even look the way they're supposed. Like,
no,
that's
they
not-
don't. They absolutely don't.
So why do I want to do that?
I mean, because you got to put 20 pounds on them no matter what the picture is, and you just hope that they don't look drastically different. There are some different situations.
So
where
according to some of my former single friends that are now married as they've gotten older.
Okay.
There's a list of clubs.
Okay. All right. What's the age?
Well, it used to be the Lobster. The Lobster.
Oh, Lobster Bar in Fort
Lauderdale. Lobster Bar.
Oh, yeah. I've been taken there a couple times.
Apparently, it was they were lined up in their 50s, 60s, even early 70s, and looking for a man to come over there and buy them a drink.
Your Blue Martini on Thursday night is a nice little spot as well.
That's old Vic Fangio spot. People forget that, by the way.
Blue Martini, there's a lot of women who are...
Vic couldn't go there. He's a grumpy-ass old man, no matter. He'd be a grumpy
someone
man.
Someone would love him, though. Don't worry.
Somebody like him.
Yeah.
It's, that $4.5 million he was making.
Apparently, there's an app for old men. It's called Gray People Meet.
Gray people meet? Okay. I'm telling you.
Good for like, you know.
Well, they don't have to worry about my gray. I got jet black jelly at home. I'll face that bad boy up.
I don't know if that's true, by the way.
I don't know either.
I know there is an app, but I don't know what it is.
I just know the guys my age just seem like they'd rather just, you know what, I'm going to go out and go to one of these clubs where there's...
Because guys your age know how to pick up women. This generation, they do not know how to pick up women. They do not know how to meet somebody.
I don't know if I know
number.
The right things to say, but I would at least go, hey, how you doing? Damn, you look good
Omar
tonight.
Omar is right about that, by the way. Omar's right. Like, if I got divorced, I'd be screwed. I'd probably end up alone for the rest of my life.
it's important to be honest with yourself.
Like, yeah, Woody, you know what? You're being brutally honest right there, my man. Because you, I would be a little worried.
Situation.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it'd be a rough situation.
Sometimes it's better to be in a bad situation than be a bad situation at home.
I could see Hollywood tear up the club. I could tell you that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, that old people dating
Omar,
app
why
was made
you,
up,
why
but
don't
the
you
guy
just go
I think
and do
is going to trademark that thing now.
Why are you swiping? You should be out and about, seeing it in person. And
I'm all right right now, Joe. I'm all right. Right. I need a period of aloneness. That's what I need. That's what
I don't think you're that, Omar. I've seen you from.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't be by yourself. You can't. It got so bad. You came in one day and told me you found the right. This might be the right one.
Why are you doing this to him?
I'm working on it, Joe. I'm working on myself. I'm working on myself.
All right. So anyway, the last thing I want is my wife waking me up and going, "Hey, I just want to let you know it's a disaster."
You need to get an answer from your wife on why she invited him over.
I don't
your
care.
Your wife knows, because your wife probably said the same thing to her. Why'd she invite him over?
Hey. So the other thing is, as I told her, the last thing on a Saturday night that I want to hear about is somebody's date. I don't care about my kids' dates. Or seriously, on a Saturday night, I just don't have time in this life right now to. I was like, I don't want to hear about it.
I hear you.
And I will never do it again. Never. It could be two wonderful people. You know one, and I know this guy,
you know,
and he's perfect,
you know,
and you're going. Because everybody thinks they can match him up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you guys would be perfect for each other. Women are famous for that. Really? Shut up, because you don't know. You think you know. Oh, no, she's perfect, and I've seen him out.
You don't know the negative.
You don't know.
You don't know. Yeah.
You don't know. So this is a shut up segment. Shut up. You don't know. Why do women think, oh, no, I've seen, he seems like he'd be so perfect. Oh, my God, I know they're going to hit it. You need to worry about your own deal and not try to set, don't do it. All right, we got to go to break here. I took 5 minutes. I woke up, I went right back to sleep. Didn't affect me. Did not even affect me.
I need to know. You need to follow up with your wife. I need to know why she invited him over.
I will let you know.
Please do. I need to know.
Well, my dad's in town. I want to, you know, do any of the mama drama and
we don't need
right
some
now.
Investigating reporting.
I need to know. I need to know. Why'd you invite him over? Because clearly it was like 10 o'clock at night. You didn't even have a meal.
Yeah, it just seems.
Go get a slice of pizza or something.
Have a few and I don't know.
Go talk in a car.
Find out. But guys will usually, he'll give me the truth. Like, listen, she had a few drinks.
Yeah.
She kind of. Putting her hand on me a little bit.
She was a little touchy-feely.
Yeah, you know, and that's just,
mm-hmm.
That's opening up the floodgates right there. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more. I'm done with this. I'm done. I don't know how young people do it, let alone older people. I really don't. One divorced. One's
widowed.
For a few years.
Not
brand new.
Not brand new?
No.
Mm.
Looks good. I don't know her. I don't know her well enough to like what she's like. She might change too a little bit after a few drinks. A lot of things happen. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
New York City.
All right, welcome back and a happy Monday morning to everybody out there. We've got a lot of things going on. Woody's at the ACC Media Kickoff, which starts today and goes most of the week. And Omar joins us in studio. Trevor working in the back here with us. And we're off and running. We got Shaq Barrett decided, I guess in the last couple of days, I've had it. I'm going to retire. It's time to focus on my family. I know I'm making the right decision. And it's time to quit. Been thinking about this a lot. I totally agree, man. If you got retirement in the back of your head, football is not the game for you, knowing how important you are to this team and how they may need you right off the start of the season. By the way, I thought Shaq Barrett was going to get most of the camp off just to do drills, but they were going to need him, according to what happens with Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, that he's going to be kind of a key piece to make sure he was ready to go in September for the start of the season. So now he's out. They'll bring in some more guys. Emmanuel Ogba, if he's in shape, could get signed. Had 5.5 sacks with the team last year and barely played on the defense. So
I think he can be a good fit for this team and this organization. Here's another factor that enters the equation. You know, if you're a vested veteran and you're on the roster for week one, your entire contract becomes guaranteed. That's a factor in terms of why there are so many veterans that are out there. They're still unemployed. A lot of teams, veterans are cherry-picking situations. Xavier's in that situation. Stephon Gilmore's in that situation. But then also teams are saying, hey, if we sign you and you bring you to training camp, we might cut you week one and then bring you back week two, just so that we can pay you week by week, as opposed to having to guarantee your entire contract, which is it's ruthless out there in the NFL. This new CBA is doing players no favors.
Well, whatever the situation, we have to lean on two rookies. We can paint it up. We can, Chop Robinson and Mo Kamara. You know, I know we don't do that a lot around here, ask a guy day one to come in and be real special or help us out, but those guys probably going to have to play. And hell, may have to start, may have to line up with the first long, second and long and third and long group for pass rushing situations. And maybe not. I saw some of your stuff and talking about some of the vets, they might move around a little bit, and Calais Campbell could be a guy that they tried to move a little bit outside, but I'm sure they've got some game plans on some of the things that they want to do here. But you know what, man, you had just about a full draft. Chop might have to come in and play right away as a number one pick.
No, he's definitely going to have to come in and play right away. I think at the minimum he was going to do third downs, pass rushing specific, elephant package. I think that was at the minimum what he was going to be doing. But now he's a first and second.
Yeah.
He's a three-down player.
So anyway, that's
and you don't even have any rotation unless you believe in Quentin
Bell.
They're
going to have to get some.
Yeah, Quentin Bell, Zeke Vanderbalt.
You got two games in 4 days. You better.
Yeah, you better get
a little depth. They know that. Listen, they know what it's like not to have all their top guys at the end of the year. They were picking guys up off retirement, sitting on the couch with the kids all year.
You could bring Melvin Ingram tomorrow if you want to, but he's probably one of those guys where you don't want him on the roster for week one. But
what did Melvin have, the one playoff game, or did he play?
He played more. He played in the final month. He played before that final game.
He did.
He was an active player. He actually started. Played more than Emmanuel.
Well, when we first got him, he was pretty good. Well, he's defensive player of the month this first week, first month he was with the team the first time around. So anyway, we have that, and so those two things will be, I'm sure, the next few days will be taken care of, and the other one, of course, is Tua's contract, and we're getting close to camp, and now not that it means anything as far as Tua going forward and the start of the season. But Tua's going to have to, with his agent, if they can't, and I think both sides are going to step it up here today and tomorrow and the next day especially, to try to get him into camp and happy into camp, not just here, because he's got three things he could do. He could hold out to really push it. I know a lot of people think he should do that to really force him. There's no backup. That he's holding all the big cards. And the second thing is, come in and do, the Christian Wilkins, where you do a little bit, you do certain drills, but not all of them. You might do a 7-on-7, but you don't do a team drill and that. Or the third one is just come in and be a good soldier, and I think it's going to get done, so I'm just going to practice, and I don't
and then what
see
happens
that
when it
one
doesn't
happening.
Get done. Exactly. Well, you got to twist these teams' arms. If you look at the last couple of years, Xavier Howard, unhappy with his contract, was getting less money than Byron Jones, came into camp and demanded a trade. said, I'm not working, I'm practicing. Sat out the first 3 weeks. Remember Noah Igbinoghene out there showcasing, looking like trash. Team said, hey, Xavier, let's revisit this situation.
Yeah. Remember, our first round pick didn't
Yeah. The guy we drafted to replace you, he's not ready. Let's sit down and get work this out. And they did.
So the one thing I don't see happening, and I may be wrong, you're out there next to him all the time, is Tua saying, hey, I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to play on that fifth-year option. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go out and show you. I'm going to put up numbers this year, make last year's.
He could, and he'd hold. Then he'd hold all the leverage. Lamar Jackson did that. I don't think it's a wise thing for Tua.
I didn't either. I didn't think it was wise for Lamar, but it paid off.
And here's the thing I want to say to people, because they have this myth out there that there are seven quarterbacks that are making $50 million plus, and that's not true. These quarterbacks, when you look at their entire deal, Joe, not just what the extensions say, because the way they couch it is they say the extensions are average $50 million plus, and that's true. But when you look at the Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence deal, the Justin Herbert deal, those are seven-year deals, and they have the final year of the rookie season and the fifth-year options associated into those deals. Yeah. Those guys are not averaging $50 million. The only quarterback in the NFL in today's game, the duration of his contract, the entire contract, that's averaging more than $50 million is Lamar Jackson, and his mama got him that deal. Lamar is the only player in the NFL that is averaging $50 million plus.
I'm guessing the league wasn't real happy with that contract.
Neither were the agents, because he showed I don't need an agent.
That's a good point.
His mama got him. Lamar Jackson's mama got him the best contract in the NFL.
Might have to go up there somewhere between Boynton and Broward County to find mom and see if she can do some more contracts. Hey, 9 o'clock hours coming up. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.